This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Political leaders eulogized former U.S. President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol after he arrived in Washington from Texas. The 41st U.S. president died in Houston on Friday at the age of 94. VOA's Laritza Hoke has this.
The former president's body is lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda, where dignitaries and ordinary people can stop by to pay their respect. Former President George W. Bush, with wife Laura, accompanied his father on his last trip to Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised decades of Bush's steady service to the country.
Decorated aviator, congressman, ambassador to the United Nations, envoy to China, CIA director, 8 years as vice president, and our commander-in-chief.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also remarked on Bush's gentlemanly demeanor.
Throughout his life of service, President Bush personified grace.
Zlarica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
And President Trump and the First Lady will be in attendance during the funeral ceremonies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo questioned the effectiveness of the current world order and said the U.S. is acting to reform global institutions that form the basis of it.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration demonstrate that President Trump is not undermining these institutions, nor is he abandoning American leadership. Quite the opposite. In the finest traditions of our great democracy, we are rallying the noble nations of the world to build a new liberal order that prevents war and achieves greater prosperity for all.
Secretary Pompeo made the speech yesterday in Brussels. This is VOA News. UN officials Monday said more than 150 women and girls have sought help after suffering sexual violence in South Sudan. Armed men, some in uniform, carried out the attacks near the northern town of Bentiu. With more, Reuters' Sam Holder.
The United Nations has condemned as abhorrent a series of sex attacks that took place in a government-controlled area of South Sudan. Those assaults taking place as they traveled along roads from their villages to the town of Bentiu in the north of the conflict-torn country. Many were violently beaten and robbed. Medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières says some victims were under 10, others over 65. The UN has called for urgent action to protect vulnerable women and girls in the area.
They report the attacks as having been carried out by young men in civilian clothing or military uniforms. The UN mission has sent patrols to the area, and its human rights team has launched an investigation to identify the perpetrators.
Sexual violence has been widespread on a massive scale in South Sudan during the country's brutal civil war.
That's Reuters' Sam Holder reporting. The Democratic Republic of Congo is in the throes of the worst-ever Ebola outbreak, with more than 420 cases in the country's volatile east. VOA's Anita Powell has this.
More than 420 people have been diagnosed with Ebola here since the beginning of August, and more than half of them have died in a nation the size of Western Europe that struggles with insecurity and a lack of the most basic infrastructure and services. That makes this the second worst Ebola outbreak in history. Dr. Guido Cornale, UNICEF's coordinator in the region, says the scope of this outbreak is clear.
It has become the worst outbreak in Congo, and this is not a mystery.
What is mysterious, however, are the demographics of this outbreak. This time, more than 60% of cases are women, says the government's regional health coordinator, Dr. Jokolo Tambwe-Bate. All the analyses, he said, show that this epidemic is feminized. Anita Powell, VOA News, Beni, Democratic Republic of Congo.
International officials have said the outbreak may last another 6 months. The path appears possible for the start of a new round of peace talks in Sweden, aimed at ending the four-year war in Yemen after UN envoy Martin Griffiths arranged the medical evacuation of dozens of wounded Houthi rebels to Oman, seen as a goodwill gesture by the Saudi-backed coalition. Farhan Kak is a UN spokesman.
We will see when we can announce the dates for talks. But we are hopeful that it will happen in fairly short course. But we need a number of conditions to be exactly right before we can settle that.
And this is Joe Palca for VOA News.